Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I am pleased to take the floor on behalf of the Coordinators for International Cooperation and Assistance for the period 2021-2022, Germany and Montenegro, and to provide a brief overview of the key developments in this thematic area since October 2020. In our work, we have been guided by the Actions 38-42 of the Lausanne Action Plan, which detail the relevant activities to be undertaken to strengthen the effectiveness and sustainability of cooperation and assistance and partnerships at all levels with various partners. In spite of the negative impact of the pandemic of COVID-19, activities to enhance and implement international cooperation and assistance under the Convention have continued in a positive direction. Let me to share with you indicators results for the implementation of the Actions 38-42 of the Lausanne Action Plan as of 30 April 2022. Action 38. 13 state parties committed resources to meet the convention obligations, and none of state parties used alternatives or innovative sources of financing. In connection with this action, we do welcome the efforts of the UK Presidency to explore ways of innovative financing in addition to the existing institutional funding. Action 39. One state party shared its best practices and lessons learned through varied modes of cooperation, and none of the state parties provided or received varied types of cooperation. Action 40. 43 state parties provided or received assistance and mobilized resources to support other state parties implement the convention. Action 41. None of the state parties developed coherent and comprehensive national plans to develop national ownership, provide national capacity, and consider SDGs when seeking assistance. And 13 state parties seeking assistance that provide information on progress, challenges, and requirements for assistance through reports and CCM meetings. And finally, Action 42, two state parties report taking or taken advantage of the country coalition concept. What we draw from various interactions with state parties is that key challenges which impede cooperation and assistance under the Convention are lack or absence of political will, lack of national ownership, lack of adequate strategic framework and planning. Recognizing the essential role of communication in enhancing international cooperation and assistance, we kept focus on the importance of dialogue between affected state parties and potential donors. By reaching out to state parties at the 2022 intersessional meeting and bilaterally, we encourage state parties with upcoming deadlines under Articles 3 and 4 to make the best use of Article 7 reports to communicate their needs for international cooperation and assistance and thereby ensure timely completion of their obligations. We also advise the state parties to use opportunities such as formal or informal meetings at the margins of conferences to present their needs for international support. State parties that are potential providers of funding for international assistance were informed of the possibilities to provide their assistance. We were especially actively engaged with stakeholders from Bosnia and Herzegovina, Chad, the European Union, France, Lao PDR, Lebanon, Mauritania, Peru, and the United Kingdom. Furthermore, we advised state parties to present their requests for cooperation and assistance as evidence-based, outlining concrete needs and with a comprehensive and detailed work and funding plan.